Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for this, the 13th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. My name is Mike Falkenstein. I am not only your host for this, the 13th episode, but I am also the president and founder here at 1-8 Catalyst, a ministry that exists to create resources and deliver training that is a catalyst enabling every Christian to find great commission fulfillment. So excited that you're with me. I am also, you all will be very happy to know, I have been named the 2020 Jerry Rigger of the Year by the American Jerry Rigging Association. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am very proud of being able to hold that honor for the next calendar year. Very excited about that. And I'm very excited about this, the 13th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. In this episode of the podcast, we are going to look back at all of the interview episodes we've done so far and ask the question, what is it that we're learning? Because obviously, as a resource that we want to use to help you reach your world for Christ, let's take a quick step back and listen to actually all 9 people that I've interviewed so far and just ask the question, what are we learning so far? What is it that we can take from these episodes and say, I think I can apply that to my life? And so very excited about that. I think we're learning some very good things. We've had some very good episodes and some very good interviews so far. Way more to come. But you know, this, the 13th episode, I thought, boy, it would just be really good to take a quick step back and have a quick listen. And so we're going to be hearing some of the clips from the last 12 episodes. I'm also going to be making some comments about, you know, these episodes and kind of begin to hopefully help you, help us all to be able to put the pieces together in terms of what we're learning. And so very excited. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And I am so glad that you are with us for this, the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words, that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1-8 Catalysts. This podcast exists to give you practical and easy-to-remember tools toward spiritual growth that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. We'll also have interesting interviews of people who have walked the journey towards Great Commission fulfillment, and we'll be able to hear their stories. And now it's time for the Catalytic Podcast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am particularly excited again about this episode, and as I am just sitting here preparing, I'm kind of overwhelmed, actually, because we've got so much content. And, you know, of course, part of this thing about having a podcast is that I have the original recordings from all the podcast episodes, and I keep all of that on a hard drive. And so as I'm trying to go through all of this content, it's, you know, it's really something. I mean, just in 12 episodes, we've really come a long way. And so it's just very, very exciting for me. So in this episode, I'd love to be able to sort of weave some of the themes and some of the things that we're learning and try to help you, help us all to be able to get to that point where we go, you know what? I kind of am beginning to get and understand what Mike and his team are doing at 1-8 Catalyst. And so it's really exciting. So a couple of quick notes. So number one, if you are happening to listen to this podcast for the first time here in the 13th episode, may I highly recommend that you go back and listen to the other 12, because you're only going to get a very small amount of what we're covering in these episodes. And episode 5 is particularly good because it is also an episode where I just go through how to discern God's will for your life, which is a part of this process as well. So let me just kind of start from the beginning, which is I am assuming that those who are listening to this podcast are Christians. That is, you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. You now want to do more. You want to find out how God wants to use you in the what we would call finding Great Commission fulfillment, which really just means, we've kind of dumbed that down for even for me, for all of us, to say this is really about, you know, we want to be a catalyst to help Christians reach their world for Christ. So that could be overseas, it could be internationally, it could be right where you live. And so we actually have a whole episode in the podcast where we interview Dave Runyon, one of the authors of a book called The Art of Neighboring, which it really kind of starts there, right? That those people that just live right near you, you know, that would be the first place that you would go. And so I would assume that all of you are already Christians, and now you're going, okay, here we go. I want to kind of take the next step. And so the first thing that I think we need to talk about is an episode that I did with Jimmy Vaughn, the pastor, senior pastor at Abundant Life Fellowship in Greenville, Texas. I would highly recommend that you get to know Jimmy. Listen to that whole episode that we did with him. And he really just starts us off where really we ought to start off with, which is just simply make yourself available to God, right? That availability is the first thing. And we know this verse from Isaiah 6, verse 8, where in the ESV it says, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And then I said, here I am, send me." Now, you may not even know exactly where God wants to send you, how he wants to send you, in what type of an environment he wants to send you in. But the very first step is just saying, "Lord, here I am, send me." Anyone who knows me very well knows that I often talk about a verse in Galatians 2, verse 20. You know, I'm a very big Apostle Paul fan, and you want to talk about kind of where you go and what verse you want to meditate on as it relates to being available for God to use you in any way that he can. Galatians 2:20 is a great verse to memorize, where he says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So let's hear from Jimmy now and what he says about being available and what that did in his own life. He's got a really great story of, okay, I made myself available, and then here's what happened.
But the key is availability. When you say yes, then you make yourself available. And sometimes what God will use is what you already know through your training or your natural giftedness. But sometimes, thank the Lord, he'll take you beyond what you know or what you're familiar with. And the reason I say thank you, Lord, is this: I never, ever, ever intended to be a lead pastor, a senior pastor. I never saw any of the ministries that I served in over these last 30 years as a stepping stone to something else. I was all in right where I was. In truth, God had to kind of nudge me along to get me from one station to another a few times. But availability is where it starts. If you wait and you say, well, when the right opportunity comes, you're going to miss out. I think you really will. You just step out, go with, you know, with what you know, go with what you love, go with what's available, and just get started. That whole theory of momentum, it's easier to stay in motion when you're already in motion. It's true spiritually as well as in physics.
Isn't that great? Oh my gosh, so great. Making yourself available. And so when Jimmy felt like the Lord was leading him towards a ministry position, he just said, "Hey, Lord, here I am, send me, I'm making myself available." And it's so easy, isn't it? I mean, we read the passages about the Great Commission. God is calling all of us to proclaim the gospel, make disciples, be his witnesses. But then we go, oh man, A, how is it that God could even use me? And B, I don't even know if I'm capable of that. And so the next interview that we'll listen to is a emerging friend of mine, Brian Gandy, with the Global Training Network. Brian has a fantastic story. Again, in episode 2, I would recommend you go back and listen to it. But this guy was a truck driver for 25 years until God called him to what he's doing now, which is training church leaders in India. Think about that for just a minute. That's pretty crazy. I mean, he was a truck driver for 25 years. And then God calls him. He's wrestling with God. Lord, I want to make sure I hear you. And he just kind of got in his head a little bit too much. And so Brian shares then what that process was like as he then said, okay, Lord, here I am. I'm going to get out of my head. I'm going to step out of the boat. You'll hear that in a minute. And just trust you, pure trust in what you're doing in my life, Lord.
When God called Peter to step out of the boat, he just told him, step out of the boat. He didn't tell him, look over the edge, figure out how you're going to walk on water, how you're going to make it happen, and then walk over to me. He just said, take the step. I'll take care of the rest. And
that's right.
I had to learn to take that step, and he has taken care of all the rest.
Well, Brian, thanks for that absolute nugget of, you know, when Jesus called Peter to step out of the boat, he didn't say how to do it, or he just told him to do it. And so sometimes it kind of goes back to what we heard from Pastor Jimmy in the first clip, right? That, boy, you just got to get momentum sometimes and go. And so what does that actually mean? Let's put some feet to that. So it may just mean going to your missions pastor and saying, you know, I feel like God's calling me to do more, to do some outreach. Mark 16:15, proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And I just didn't know, I don't know where to go. I don't know how to do this sort of on my own. And so I just need to start. And so Jimmy talks about momentum. Brian Gandy talks about just stepping out sometimes. You know, one of my other favorite verses is Hebrews 11:1, which is faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. And it's interesting that I'm talking about this on the podcast today because I just talked to somebody like 2 hours ago who said, I've got an opportunity to go overseas. I think this is where God is leading, but I'm not exactly sure. It's a little bit scary. It's a single gal, and she was asking for my advice, and I just said, hey, sometimes you got to just step out of the boat. God is clearly giving you an opportunity. And, you know, I think that's where people get kind of mixed up too is, you know, I don't know where the opportunity is. And as we'll hear from my good friend, Steve Shermer, the president at Silk Road Catalyst, you know, opportunities are everywhere. You just have to sometimes have to say, all right, Lord, I'm going to step out of the boat. So let's hear from Steve here. And then I've got a couple other things to mention in this realm as well.
There is that point where you have to say, yes, I'll do anything and go anywhere. I think we have to be a little, I think there's a balance in there of gaining advice and counsel from our elders. But at the same time, I think sometimes, at least in the West, we're waiting for that writing on the wall to point us in a specific direction. And usually it is very specific. You know, a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, said once, well, I've got the time and the money. I'm just going to go with you.
Oh.
And he was willing to go, and the opportunity was there. You know, I hear a lot, I'm waiting for opportunities. Opportunities are everywhere. I don't think we have to look very far. It's really just a willingness and just being able to discern in that where those doors are and just pursuing them. You know, if I've known many people who have pursued places like China and never ended up there, but I don't think they made a mistake pursuing it.
And so for the Christian then, who is interested in being used of God, who is finding opportunities, the next part that we need to look at that we learned from the president of GTM Ministries, Hannah Gallatin, is a question of motivation, right? Because we're making ourselves available, or maybe even seeing some opportunities. But it really does then come down to a question of what is controlling us, or what is compelling us to want to do this. And Hannah mentions a passage of scripture that I've read over and over again, and I just absolutely love it. 2 Corinthians 5:14, we see that the Apostle Paul says, for the love of Christ controls us. In Hannah's version of the Bible, it's for Christ's love compels us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. And so as we seek the opportunity to find Great Commission fulfillment, we also have to look at the motivation and or the you know, what is compelling us to do it. And it is Christ's love, that as Christ first loved us, then we say, man, we cannot stop. We cannot stop doing this. And if you've listened to episode number one of this podcast, I actually cover this in some detail. And that, you know, as I started to look into this idea of what is it that, Lord, you'd want me to do to be involved in helping Christians find Great Commission fulfillment, over and over again, I kept finding passages and people saying, boy, if you're a fully devoted follower, you're going to want to share your faith, right? It no longer is a, well, you know, I might have, I don't want to upset some people, or I don't want to get, you know, too into this whole thing. You go from that to a full on, I have got to share because Christ's love compels us. And so let's hear from Hannah, who just really kind of unpacks that for us, I think, quite well.
And also, you know, as you grow in your faith, there are points where you get to know God more, you start loving him more, you know, and Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 that Christ's love compels us, you know, you just do more for Jesus, and you just want to, you want other people to hear about it. It's just, I think it's natural as you mature as a believer that, and as you understand it, you know, that people are actually lost without him, that you understand how wonderful Christ is, and you know, it's just something that I think is natural once you're growing up.
Yes, Hannah, it is natural to want to share your faith and your testimony once you've grown in him, once you realize what he's done in your own life. And we talk about this a lot in our ministry with, you know, the need for every Christian to know how to share their testimony and how to share their faith. So thank you for that again. That is such a good word. Well, folks, let me take a quick break from this stroll down the first 12 episodes of the Catalytic Podcast. And we're going to let my friend Tom Muller say a few words. When we come back, we've got more of this fantastic content. So stay with me, and I'll be back in just a minute.
At 1-8 Catalyst, we have a deep heart to create resources to help you find Great Commission fulfillment. Our latest book resource is titled, What You Do Shows Who You Are, a book on the six marks of a disciple of Jesus. We believe that this book is a great way for you to grow spiritually and then take that growth and share it with others. Intended to be a small group or Sunday school class study, we believe that spiritual growth happens best as you work through each of the six marks with a group of other believers. Be sure to get a copy for each of the folks in your small group today. Available on Amazon.com.
Well, Mr. Tom Muller, thank you so much for that kind word. And I would just add to what Tom has said is in that we have not only one new book resource, but we actually have two, believe it or not. Two for the price of one. No, actually two for the price of two. And you're going to be happy that you've purchased both of them. So the first that Tom mentioned, What You Do Shows Who You Are, The Six Marks of a Disciple of Jesus, is a great resource for your Sunday school class, for your men's or women's study, for your community group. You're going to be glad that you went through it. The second resource is a book called Keeping Watch Over Souls, The Six Marks of a Church That Makes Disciples. And I was so happy with the way that that resource turned out, a book resource specifically for church leaders, elders, pastors, those that are in church leadership. And it was a painstaking process to write it, but I really feel like the Lord led in that whole thing. And boy, what a great book resource as well. So I would highly recommend that you pick up a copy of that as well. Both of them available on Amazon.com. And so in this process that we're going through in this, the 13th episode of the Catalytic Podcast, we have being available. We've looked at, you know, what it means to really step out of the boat and say, Lord, here I am, send me. My friend Steve said, hey, there are opportunities all over the place. And there are. I mean, even if you want to go do some, you know, prison ministry and just say, God, is that where you're leading me? Or go do, you know, something, you know, feeding the homeless, or, you know, whatever it is, orphanage work, or, you know, big brother, big sister, or, you know, go with someone overseas. There are just plenty of opportunities. And then Hannah reminded us of our motivation in this process. And then on episode 10, I interviewed Bevan Ginder, who directs a ministry called Global Class Resources. And Global Class Resources is a fantastic ministry. And Bevan said, hey, sometimes it just is a matter of going from your head to your heart to actually action. And, you know, in our ministry, a lot of times we talk about this equation that we've developed, which is that our stated beliefs plus our actual practice equals our actual beliefs, right? We can say that the Bible is the inspired word of God, but it is only when we're obedient to it that it is actually true, that we believe that it is the fully inspired word of God, right? If it just stays in your head, that doesn't do us a lot of good. So let's hear from Bevan, and he's going to sort of unpack that for us.
We, as leaders in the body of Christ, especially in North America, need to really focus in on what does it actually mean to be a disciple, and to really shift our corporate DNA, our corporate culture, to make it clear to ourselves and to everybody in our sphere of influence that we don't want to just be disciples who understand a lot. Because, man, we've got access to amazing teachings, and we write it all faithfully down, and then we can give the answer, you know, but that we have to redefine biblically what it means to know something. And we've, you know, embraced this Greek definition of knowledge, where it's like, I know the answer. But biblically, I don't really think we know it until we're actually living it. And so can we see it in our life? And the shift has to happen right at the beginning, I think, of a disciple's journey.
Wow. Thanks again for that, Bevan. So great. Just the reminder of, boy, sometimes that has to go from our head to our hearts. And boy, it reminds me of episode 5, which I'm not going to play a clip from episode 5, but in episode 5 of the podcast, I go through how do we discern God's will for our lives. And, you know, a lot of times that's the big question, right? In terms of, okay, I think I'm trying to make myself available. I think I'm kind of doing what I need to be doing. But then I always stop and I ask the question, how are you doing in abiding in Christ? And how are you doing in being connected to the vine? Because that, when we get to the practical application of kind of what this really looks like in our lives to find Great Commission fulfillment, to know God's will for our lives, you know, as I've studied the Bible in this area, it seems to focus mostly on our need to cultivate intimacy with God, but it doesn't say much about methods of determining his will. God cannot be manipulated by impatient demands, right? Instead, our path towards his will comes forth as we are growing in him and trusting in him more and more. And so I would recommend, if you've not listened to episode 5, click on that, because there is also a worksheet that we've developed here at 1-8 Catalyst on how to discern God's will. And so I'm always reminded of John 15, starting in verse 1, where it says, I am the true vine. This is Jesus talking. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And so, you know, a lot of times people are wondering, you know, why am I not hearing from God about, you know, what he wants for my life? And so it's always the very first place that I go, you know, how are you doing in abiding in Christ, you know, remaining close to him? And this is illustrated best in my the quote that I have from my friend, David Joannis, who, by the way, is a fantastic square dancer. Those of you that know him, be sure to ask him about that. But so let's hear from David, president at Within Reach Global in Chiang Mai, Thailand. And boy, you're going to hear something really cool. So listen to this.
I think a lot of times, too, the reality is we're saying, Lord, what can I do? How can I be used? But we're not spending enough time in the Word. We're not spending enough time on our knees. So you can keep asking till you're blue in the face. God, should I go here? Should I do that? But there's a time where I think when you need to just sit and quiet yourself, allow the Holy Spirit to speak. And when he does, it's not only an edification for your own soul. It is an encouragement for his overarching plan, the redemption of all of mankind and the world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to bring this episode home, we're rounding third. We're bringing it home, And as we're rounding third, really, I've got two more clips for you to play. And I also have a confession to make. So episode 9, I've got an interview with Dave Runyon, who is one of the two authors of a book called The Art of Neighboring. And I just cannot tell you, by the way, the value of that book and the online content that they've developed to just become very good at reaching neighbors. But the confession is that the interview itself actually is an interview from a previous podcast that I did. So it's still my content that I had, but I just reused the interview. And I actually heard from Dave on Twitter and said, oh, that's so great. I'm so glad you could use it again. And so this is just really practical information. So as we, you know, are abiding in Christ, we're making ourselves available, I always say the very first place that you ought to go to begin to preach the gospel, make disciples, be his witnesses, is right where you live. Right, that you've got these opportunities, these neighbors, whether you're in an apartment complex or a neighborhood, with homes, single family homes, or you live wherever you're living, you've got people around you that you can just really begin to invest in. And I just don't know of another resource that is better than The Art of Neighboring, because not only are they taking you chapter by chapter, kind of how to do this, but then they're also giving you some resources in the back. If you go to theartofneighboring.com, there's all kinds of stuff you can print out there in order to, you know, learn how to do this. And so when I interviewed Dave, you know, the one issue with The Art of Neighboring is initially when I'm reading it, and I think if you read it, you'd think the same thing, that, the one issue with this is, you know, he's just talking about being really good about, you know, being a good neighbor, being friendly, all of that. And of course, as an evangelical Christian, I go, okay, where do we get to the point where we're reaching our neighbors for Christ? And Dave had a really interesting answer to that. And so listen to this, and then I'll have a couple comments on the other side.
And so what we've learned is this, kind of counterintuitive. If you go into this thing thinking this is an evangelism deal, it rarely is. You go into this thinking this is a discipline, that like God has called you to love your neighbor. And even if your neighbor never takes a step towards God, the command to love your neighbor still stands. When people go in with that attitude, the soil for spiritual conversations is ripe and they happen all over the place. And so it's kind of a counterintuitive deal. If you think this is going to be an evangelism tool, it's not. If you think it's going to be a discipleship, it's a discipline, it's a spiritual formation deal, it actually ends up creating a lot of space for evangelism to happen. And that's been a dance that I've seen happen personally in my own neighborhood, and it's seen happen for thousands of people. They started to engage in their own neighborhoods.
Well, folks, I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Catalytic Podcast. And it, again, is so fun for me to go back and listen and learn. And there's definitely a lot of good content that we've already gotten. And just think, this is only the 13th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. And so we have much more to come. We have many more interviews, much more resources that we're going to have available. And so as we end this episode, I've got one more clip for you to play. And I got an opportunity to interview Matthew Ellison, who is the president at 1615, a ministry that does missions coaching. And I've just really learned, it's been fun to learn about his ministry over the last couple of weeks, and yes, the last couple of months even. And he ends us with this episode with a challenge for church leaders. Because as I found in writing the Six Marks book series, yes, it's important for each one of us to be a disciple of Jesus, but you know, the part of the responsibility, quite frankly, is on our church leaders and those that are leading our churches also, because God has called them to keep watch over our souls and to watch over the flock and oversee the flock. And so we turn a little bit towards, okay, part of that Great Commission fulfillment does come from church, the local church. If we look at the biblical purpose of the local church, right, to glorify God by worshiping him, edifying his people. And, you know, edifying his people is really teaching, instructing, And so the church leaders also have a responsibility in this. And so, Matthew, take us out of this episode with your thoughts about kind of where we're at with the local church here in the West.
We're biblically illiterate in our churches. And so, you know, we have Game Day Sunday, and it's this giant production. And I hope I'm not stepping on too many people's toes. No, but, you know, God doesn't come through for who he is. His story is not told. It's more of a psychological soothing, you know, on Sunday morning, practical how-tos, you know, how to get along with everybody, how to be successful. And the God of Scripture is not seen. He's not exalted. His story is not emphasized. And so, of course, the Great Commission is going to get lost. So I mentioned it earlier, the best mobilizer is the Bible. It's Scriptures. Mm-hmm. But you have to let them speak for themselves. You know, we need to be teaching the Word in such a way that when people hear a message, they walk away saying, I saw God today. I mean, that should be every pastor's prayer when they get in the pulpit. When God, I want people to see you this morning. I want people to see Christ. Am I preaching in such a way that you are visible, that you're the one who's exalted and seen?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me for this, the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. I hope this has been helpful, hearing from all of these folks. And, you know, as I think about this episode, I just want to leave you with a couple of quick thoughts, one of which is a challenge. The challenge is, I just want you to take charge of your own Great Commission fulfillment, because if the Bible is the inspired Word of God, if it does have the authority of God, then we need to be obedient. You remember my formula about your stated beliefs plus our actual practice is what is our actual belief, right? So if we believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God, make yourself available, right? Here I am, Lord, send me. If the Bible is the inspired Word of God, proclaim the gospel to somebody, right? Mark 16:15, Jesus says, go proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Go make disciples. Be my witnesses. Actually do these things. As we heard from Bevan, right? Take that from head knowledge to heart knowledge. You know, in my book, What You Do Shows Who You Are, I write about this in telling a little story, a little fictional story, where, you know, if I told him, go empty the dishwasher, and he came back to me and he said, you know, Dad, I'm going to have my friends over and we're going to study what it would be like for me to empty the dishwasher. I'm going to do a survey of 100 people and ask them what it would be like. How would I do this to empty the dishwasher? And I think our relationship with God and his word is, in a lot of ways, it's the same, right? He's telling us to do things, and we're either going to do it in obedience or we're not, right? Jesus says himself, it is those that obey my commands who love me, right? Luke 6, where Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I tell you? And so please, you tell me how I can help you fulfill the Great Commission, right? I feel like Jerry Maguire in the movie. Help me help you. And so you can do that by calling our quest line at 303-335-9658. If you go to our website at 18catalyst.org, we've got an increasing number of resources available. Again, like I mentioned, we've got a worksheet on how to discern God's will. We've got a 5-day reading program for reading the Bible. More and more, we've got these resources. We really want to help you. And just take charge of that, because the Great Commission is a normative command for all Christians. And so we're here to help you. And so please help us help you. In the meantime, I'll be praying for you. And I'm really hopeful that you'll be with us on the 14th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Thanks again. Thank you for joining me for the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 18catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you as a Christian to obey. I'll be praying for you that you find your part in it. See you next time.